Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called How to Know Whether Your Hustle is a Business or Just a Busy Hobby. Now let's dive in. Here's a statistic that might sting a little. 73% of side hustles never make more than $500 a month. Not because people aren't working hard enough, but because they can't tell the difference between being busy and building a business. Today, we're revealing the three-part litmus test that separates real entrepreneurs from expensive hobbyists. Let's start with the revenue predictability test. Real businesses have repeatable revenue systems, not random income spikes that feel like winning the lottery. If you can't predict next month's revenue within 20%, you're still in hobby territory. I'm talking about recurring customers who come back month after month, systematic lead generation that fills your pipeline consistently, or predictable sales cycles you can count on. Random bursts of income aren't business revenue. They're lucky breaks. Next is the time investment ROI reality check. Calculate your actual hourly rate by dividing your total profit by hours worked. If you're making less than $15 per hour after 6 months, you're funding a hobby with your time. Real businesses scale revenue faster than time investment. Hobbies demand more and more hours for the same return. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah's $30,000 photography wake-up call. For 2 years, she built what she called her photography business. She invested $30,000 in equipment, worked 60-hour weeks, and created absolutely stunning portfolios that belonged in galleries. But when we sat down and calculated her actual earnings, she was making $3.50 per hour. $3.50. She was subsidizing other people's beautiful memories while barely covering her own expenses. The turning point came when Sarah realized the gear was never the problem. The business model was. She shifted from perfecting photos to systematizing client acquisition. Within 6 months of focusing on predictable bookings and raising her rates, she tripled her hourly income. Same talent, different approach to business. This brings us to the growth without you test. Can your hustle generate revenue when you're not actively working? Real businesses build systems, processes, and assets that compound over time. If everything stops when you stop, you've built yourself a job, not a business. Here's what I want you to do this week. Track three numbers: hours worked, revenue generated, and money earned while not working. Calculate your real hourly rate and identify your biggest time sink that doesn't actually drive revenue. Then set one system in motion that could generate income without your direct involvement. Maybe it's an email sequence that nurtures leads automatically, a referral program that turns customers into salespeople, or productized services that don't require custom work every time. Give yourself 90 days to see measurable improvement in at least one of these metrics. The difference between a business and a hobby isn't passion, it's profit systems. Your time is your most valuable asset. Make sure you're building something that multiplies it. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.